Let's know what's the purpose of creation. Let's know what's the purpose of creation. Let's know what's the purpose of creation. Let's know what's the purpose of creation.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is very beautifully reported to have said, whoever recites salat upon me one time, Allah Azza wa Jal sends 10 blessings upon him. And whoever recites salat upon me 10 times, Allah Azza wa Jal sends 100 blessings upon him. And whoever recites salat upon me 100 times, Allah Azza wa Jal will write between both of his eyes that he is free from hypocrisy and the hellfire. And Allah Azza wa Jal will keep him with the martyrs on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Un par durood jin ko kase be kasaan kahe. Allah 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 un par salam jin ko khabar be khabar ki hai. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam salatu wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya habibi ya rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad nuri min nurillah. Marhaba, khush hamdeed, welcome to one and all to another lovely and beautiful episode of this new series and lovely series, I would say, known as The Purpose of Creation. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, previously we discussed the purpose of creation, what is our purpose of creation, how to develop the passion for the ibadat and the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, the virtues of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a young age. At the same time, we learned about the ibadat, Nawafil ibadat, such as tahajjud, one of the greatest ibadat, salatul layl. Tahajjud salah is that salah that, you know, it takes a person closer to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's that salah in which when a person makes dua, his duas are accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's lots of excellences and beauties with regards to this beautiful tahajjud salah. And we also learned about the ibadat and the worship of the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, Sayyidina Umar Farooq, Sayyidina Usman Ghani, Sayyidina Ali, Sayyidina Imam Hussein, Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with all of them and forgive us for their sake. We learned their jazba, their passion for ibadat, for salah, for namaz, for roza, for reciting the Holy Quran, for spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And in the past two episodes, we learned about two very great ibadat, known as, the first one is obviously that ibadat which we perform on a daily basis, five times a day, which is our daily salah. Subhanallah, we learned the excellences of salah, the harms of leaving salah, missing salah, and the punishment of the one who doesn't perform salah. At the same time, we learned about the beauty and the lovely and the excellences of zakat. Subhanallah, spending in the path of Allah, subhanallah, purifying your wealth, taking care of others. Subhanallah. Today, inshallah, we will be discussing another beautiful ibadat, as I mentioned previously. And this is also one of the pillars of Islam, alhamdulillah, that is Hajj. Allah, 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 Allah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. What a beautiful ibadat this is for those that went for Hajj. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take you all again with your parents, with your Murshid Kareem, with your relatives. And those that didn't go for Hajj, you make dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala include us amongst those fortunate people who will go for Hajj, inshallah, this year or next year, wherever possible, inshallah, we make dua. May Allah ta'ala include us amongst those people who will go for Hajj this year, inshallah, with our parents, with our Murshid Kareem, with our families, inshallah. Subhanallah. To go and visit the blessed city of Makkah al-Mukarramah, to go and visit the blessed cities of the blessed city of Madinatul Munawwara, the Madinatul Rasul, the city of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And indeed, it's our duty that after a person goes to the Holy Kaaba, then he should go to the Kaaba of the Kaaba, as Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, my Imam, very, very beautifully says, Hajiyo, aao, Shahanshah ka roza dekho, Kaaba to dekh chuki, ab Kaabe ka Kaaba dekho. Subhanallah, subhanallah, ghor se sunto raza. کعبے سے آتی ہے صدا، میری نظروں سے میرے پیارے کا روزہ دیکھو. اللہ اللہ اللہ، دس از دا بیوٹی اینڈ دا لو وچ آلہ حضرت ہیز گیون اس ٹو ہیو فار دی بلاوڈ سٹی اینڈ دا بلیسڈ سٹی آف نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ان فیکٹ ایچ اینڈ ایوری تھنگ which is associated, connected, related to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the thing needs to be beloved to us. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. And as Sunnis, as Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we don't only claim, but alhamdulillah, we believe that each and everything which is associated to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is beloved to us, even if it is the thorn of Medina. Allah, 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 khare sahra-e Nabi, paon se kya kaam tujhe, aa meri jaan, mere dil mein hai rasta tera. Allah, Allah, that even the thorns of Madinatul Munawwara is beloved to us, and we love it, we respect it, we kiss it, we place it on our eyes. And Allah, Allah, this is the love which we have towards the city of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is the talks of Madina, baate bhi Madine ki, raate bhi Madine ki. Subhanallah, subhanallah. I make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable all of us to visit the blessed city of Makkatul Mukarramah and Madinatul Munawwara, and offer and pay our salam in the blessed and exalted and august court of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad Mustafa, Ahmad Mujtaba sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. So today, inshallah, we will be discussing Hajj, the excellences of Hajj, the beauties of Hajj, which is one of the fundamentals of Islam, the pillars of Islam. Subhanallah. But before we discuss that, let's all make good intentions. For indeed, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very beautifully stated, نِيَّةُ الْمُؤْمِنِ خَيْرُ مِنْ عَمَلِهِ. The intention of a believer is better than his action. The more good intentions you make, the more reward you will attain from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's make good intentions. Inshallah, when I hear the name of Allah, I will glorify and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I hear the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will recite durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When I hear the name of the sahaba ikram, the tabi'een, I will say radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Whatever the case is, inshallah, whatever I learn today, whatever knowledge I gain, I will inshallah first and foremost try and act upon it myself, and then I will pass the message on to others as well, inshallah, inshallah. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very, very beautifully mentioned, بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةٌ, convey on my behalf, even if it is a single ayah. So all of us are مُبَلِّغِينَ, all of us are preachers, that we convey the message on behalf of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is our duty, it is the hukum of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So inshallah, whatever we learn today, we will pass the message on to others as well. صَلُّوا عَلَى الْحَبِيبِ sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhu once said, I feel shy from my Lord to meet him in the state that I have never been to his holy home, means the sacred Kaaba, on foot. He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu traveled to Makkatul Mukarramah from Madinatul Munawwara on foot for Hajj 20 times. People saw Sayyidina Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that he performed the tawaf of Kaaba, then offered two raka'at wajib salah at Maqam Ibrahim, and then placed his blessed cheek on Maqam Ibrahim and made dua, weeping severely, "Oh Allah, your bondman is present at your door. Your beggar is present at your door. Your helpless bondman is present at your door." He radiallahu ta'ala anhu kept repeating the same words whilst weeping. Afterwards, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu returned. On the way, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu found some destitute people who were sitting and eating pieces of bread which was given to them in sadaqah. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu said salam to them. They invited him to eat with them. He sat with them for pleasing them and then said, if these pieces of bread had not been given to you in sadaqah, I would certainly have eaten with you. He radiallahu ta'ala then said, come with me to my home. The needy people, the destitute people who went with him to his home, he radiallahu ta'ala gave them food, clothes, and ordered his servants to give them dirhams as well. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Hassan Mujtaba, Sayyidul Askhiya, Rakibay Doshi Izzat, بلاكو السلام. سبحان الله. The explanation of this beautiful verse of Allah Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan is, may millions of salam be upon the chief of all the generous, Sayyidul Asqiya, Sayyidina Imam Hasan Mujtaba radiallahu ta'ala, who rode or who took a ride on the blessed shoulders of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Raqibay doshi izzat bilakho salam. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayki ya Sayyidi ya Habibi ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad nurim min nurillah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. From this incident, what a beautiful lesson we come to learn. That Sayyidina Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba traveled on foot 20 times to go for Hajj from Madinatul Munawwara to Makkatul Mukarrama. And Madinatul Munawwara and Makkatul Mukarrama is not next to each other. That maybe you walk 10, 15 steps and you leave Medina, you're in Makkatul Mukarrama. No. It's a long distance. It's hours journey. Many hours it will take, and that way in today's cars, in those times when there was no cars, no airplanes, no buses, nothing, that time he traveled from Madinatul Munawwara to Makkatul Mukarrama 20 times for Hajj. And then Sayyidina Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba explained and he showed us the humility, the humbleness a person needs to show when he goes for Hajj in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he placed his blessed cheeks on Maqam Ibrahim. And after that made dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your beggar is present at your door. Your helpless banda, your helpless bondsman is present at your door. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is the way of the pious people. At the same time we come to learn the excellence of going for Hajj. That Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu wanted to go and he went 20 times on foot. The excellent that he's going for Hajj, he's going for one of the faraid of Islam. He's going for a fundamental practice of Islam, for a fundamental act of Islam. He's going to fulfill one of the rites, one of the pillars of Islam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is the beauty of going for Hajj, of going to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned some very, very beautiful sayings with regards to going to Kaaba, with regards to Makkatul Mukarramah. Zadah Allahu sharafa wa ta'azima. Very beautiful hadith with regards to Makkatul Mukarramah. Zadah Allahu sharafa wa ta'azima. A very beautiful hadith present in Al-Mu'jam Al-Awsat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions this house, means Baytullah, is one of the pillars of Islam. So whoever performs Hajj of Baytullah or performs Umrah, so he is at the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Therefore, if he dies, Allah Azza wa Jal will make him enter paradise. And if he returns to his home safely, he will return with reward and benefit. Subhanallah. Another beautiful hadith in Shu'abul Iman, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who leaves his home for becoming a haji, ghazi, or to perform umrah, and then passes away on the way, for him Allah Azza wa Jal writes the reward of a ghazi, haji, and umrah till the judgment day. Subhanallah. Another beautiful hadith in Al-Mu'jam Al-Awsat, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever leaves for Hajj or Umrah and dies will not be summoned, nor will he face accountability, and he will be asked enter paradise. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is the beauty of going towards Makkatul Mukarramah, going for Umrah, going for Hajj. If a person dies on that path, then the reward he gets, abundance of reward from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, millions of blessings from the exalted court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. That's why if anyone has the ability, then he should go and he should make the dua that Ya Allah, I mean everyone should make this dua, all of us do make the dua that Ya Allah grant us death in Medina. Whenever a person is going towards Medina, he is going to the city of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is going for Umrah, he is going for Hajj, somewhere in his heart the desire is, you know, the proper ushaq, the lovers, may I go safely, but you know, the heart doesn't want to leave the city of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, 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 that, you know, I must leave the city of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I must leave the closeness, the company of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And ushaq, a lover, he doesn't want to leave Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He doesn't want to leave the city of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's as if he wants to stay there forever and ever and ever. Allah, Allah, Allah. How beautiful Sayyidi al-Murshidi ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan. Very beautifully, he mentions his state, his condition, that everything of his is in Medina. جس جان و دل ہوش و خیرت سب تو مدینے پہنچے, تم نہیں چلتے رضا, سارا تو سامان گیا. ایوری تھنگ از دے آلریڈی, یور ہارٹ, یور باڈی, یور سول, یور مائنڈ, یور توجہ, یور ایوری تھنگ از دے. جان و دل ہوش و خیرت سب تو مدینے پہنچے, تم نہیں چلتے رضا, سارا تو سامان گیا. ایوری تھنگ از دے, وائی ڈونٹ یو آلسو گو ٹو دا سٹی آف دا بلاور رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. دس از دا لو وچ proper ushaq rasul and lovers of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam have for this city of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we all make dua that when we go for umrah, we go for hajj, maybe, you know, may Allah ta'ala grant us death in that journey, that we go but we don't come back. This is the desire, and this is you don't have this desire in any other city. Nobody will say, let's go to South Africa, let's go to Pakistan, let's go to America, let's go to London, and, you know, I make dua, I don't come back, or I must die there. No. The ushaq, the lovers of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yes, when the call is, I'm going to Medina, I'm going to the city of my beloved Rasul, then I shouldn't come back. May I die there, may I be buried in Jannatul Baqi, may I die whilst having the vision of Sunehri Jali, may I die whilst having the vision of Gumbad-e-Khazra, the beautiful dome of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whilst looking at Masjid al-Nabawi. This is the love and the desire, Allah, which every person has in his heart. We make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take one and all, and take all of us to the city of his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with our parents, with our relatives, and with everyone, inshallah, with our Murshid al-Kareem, to the city of his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen, 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 ya Rabbil Alameen. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers, Hajj is a pillar of Islam. And as we discussed previously, it is one of the fundamentals of Islam and a very, very important act of ibadat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made Hajj obligatory fard for those who are able to afford it. The one who has the capability of going for Hajj, and Hajj is fard upon him, and he still becomes negligent in performing it, he doesn't perform this beautiful rite of Hajj, then Allah, he will become a great sinner and he is deserving of hell. Allah Ta'ala mentions very beautifully in Ayah 97 of Surah Ali Imran, the fourth para. Allah Ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ السَّبِيلَ وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman, when performing Hajj of this house for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal is an obligation upon the people who have the means to reach it. And whoever disbelieves Hajj being an obligation, then Allah Azza wa Jal is independent of the entire world. Allah, Allahu Akbar. We make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable all those that have the ability that they should go for Hajj and they should fulfill this beautiful fard which is necessary upon them. There are many, many excellences of the Hujjaj, of those going for Hajj, in the blessed ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A few ahadith I will mention in front of you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, and this hadith is mentioned in Kanzul Ummal Sharif, a Haji will intercede on behalf of 400 Muslims of his family members and will get out of sins as if he was born from the womb of his mother that day. Another beautiful hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, perform Hajj because Hajj washes away sins as water washes away dirt. Subhanallah. Third beautiful hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned this, and this hadith is present in Mishkat Sharif. When you meet a Haji, greet him and shake hands with him and ask him to make dua for your forgiveness before he enters his home because he has been forgiven. Subhanallah. Another beautiful hadith mentioned in Musnad Abu Ya'la, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, the one who leaves with the intention for Hajj and then dies, Allah Azza wa Jal will write the reward of the one who performs Hajj till the judgment day. And the one who leaves with the intention for Umrah and then dies, so Allah Azza wa Jal will write for him the reward of the one who performs Umrah till the judgment day. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. This is the excellence of a Haji, of the Hujjaj, those fortunate people who are visiting the blessed cities of Makkah al-Mukarramah and Madinah al-Munawwara. So unfortunate is that person who has the means, Hajj is farz upon him, he has all the resources, all the conditions are fulfilled, and still he doesn't go. That person is a badbakht, he's an unfortunate person. Because first of all, he is not fulfilling the hukm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is not fulfilling the command of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he is depriving himself of such a great bounty that is visiting the blessed cities of Makkah al-Mukarramah and Madinah al-Munawwarah. And what can be said about the excellence of Makkah al-Mukarramah? Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sayyidina Imam Hassan Basri, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he very briefly mentions this, and this is mentioned in Ihya al-Ulum Sharif by Imam Ghazali, that the sawm, the fast of one day in Makkah al-Mukarramah, is equal to the siyam, to the fast of 100,000 days. To give sadaqah of one dirham is equal to the sadaqah of 100,000 dirhams. Similarly, every good deed is equal to 100,000 good deeds. Subhanallah. This is the excellence of Makkah. But a person should keep in mind that one good deed in Makkah is equal to 100,000 good deeds. Yes, it is something which you should be happy about. But keep in mind that one sin committed in Makkah al-Mukarramah is also equal to 100,000 sins. Allah, 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 Allah. Now the question comes. Unfortunately, those people that go to the cities of Makkah al-Mukarramah, there is no adab, there is no respect. Some people go there and they start joking, they start laughing, they start playing around. They don't know where they are. It's such a respected place. Ulama-i kiram used to feel, you know, that if we had the ability, we would walk on our heads. حرم کی زمین اور قدم رکھ کے چلنا ارے سر کا موقع ہے وہ جانے والے. It's a place where you need to show the utmost respect, utmost adab, whether you're in Makkah al-Mukarramah or in Madinah al-Munawwarah. In Madinah, the adab should be more because you are in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There you find people lying, backbiting, stealing, ma'adallah, doing badnigahi, doing all sorts of evil and filthy things. I said, even at that place, if a person's heart is not clean, a person's mind is not clean, a person's eyesight is not clean, a person's ears are not clean, then where is he going to clean and purify his body? Where is he going to purify his soul? Where is he going to purify his heart? Person went there to gain reward from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One good deed equal to 100,000 good deeds. One fast is equal to a fast of 100,000 days. One dirham sadaqah is equal to a sadaqah of 100,000 dirhams. Everything is multiplied 100,000 times. Instead of attaining and gaining full reward, on the other hand, what are we doing? We're gaining lots of sins, ma'adallah, and we are putting sins in our na'am ayamal. Not only in Makkah al-Mukarramah and Madinah al-Munawwarah, every day, whether he is in his own country, in his own environment, own area, every time a person needs to, keep in mind that I am not here to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I need to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are discussing the purpose of creation. Our purpose is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So every day we need to stop and refrain ourselves from sins. But in the court of Allah, in the court of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we go to those blessed cities, then our level of respect should increase, our adab should increase, our love should increase, our humility, humbleness should increase, and our refraining from sins, this act of ours should also increase it. We should try our level best to stop ourselves from every slight, small, little action which can bring about disappointment or the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the blessings of this beautiful and lovely places of Makkah al-Mukarramah and Madinah al-Munawwarah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take all of us for Hajj, for Umrah, inshallah, inshallah, inshallah. Amin ya Rabbil Alameen. Let us listen to some of the awliya-i kiram, the pious saints, how they used to perform their Hajj. Subhanallah. A person humbly said to Sayyidina Hatim Asam, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, "Tell me about the traveling companion in whose company I may reach in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, because I have intended to go on a pilgrimage for Hajj." He, rahmatullahi ta'ala, said, "O brother, if you want a companion, make recitation of the Holy Quran your companion. If you want a comrade, make angels your comrades. If you want a friend, so Allah is the owner of the hearts of His friends. If you want provisions for the journey, belief in Allah is the best provision. Considering the Holy Kaaba to be in front of you, perform tawaf happily." Subhanallah. Likewise, very beautifully, when Sayyidina Shaykh Shibli rahmatullahi ta'ala was privileged to have wukufi Arafat, means when he stayed at Arafat in Hajj on the 9th of Zulhijjah, he rahmatullahi ta'ala remained absolutely silent. He rahmatullahi ta'ala did not utter even a single word till sunset. When he rahmatullahi ta'ala passed Milayn akhdarain during sa'i. Then tears started flowing from his eyes and he recited the following couplets. I am walking in such a state that I have set the seal of your love on my heart so that no one else can enter it except you. Would that I could keep my eyes closed and not see anyone until I see you. When the tears start rolling down the cheeks, it becomes obvious who is really weeping and who is acting. It has been narrated that Sayyidina Abu Ja'far, Muhammad bin Ali bin Hussein Ali bin Abi Talib, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, left for Hajj. When he entered Masjid al-Haram, he, rahmatullahi ta'ala, started weeping bitterly and loudly as he saw the Holy Kaaba. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala, was humbly asked, undoubtedly, people are looking at you. Please do not weep so loudly. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala, replied, why should I not weep? Perhaps due to my weeping, Allah Azza wa Jal will have mercy on me and I will succeed in His court on the Day of Judgment. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala, then performed tawaf of Baytullah and offered salah at Maqam Ibrahim. When he, rahmatullahi ta'ala, lifted his head from sajda, the place of sajda was wet with his tears. Allah, these are the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the way the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to perform hajj, used to go to the city of the beloved Makkatul Mukarrama. And look at the hajj of Sayyidi Murshidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Akha. Allah, 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 Allah. Very beautifully it is mentioned on the occasion of the second hajj. When Ala Hazrat was in Makkatul Mukarrama, he had a very high fever. So a Turkish doctor named Ramadan Afendi gave him a kind of salt in very little amount and said, drink after mixing it with Zamzam water. Having heard this, Ala Hazrat felt delighted and said, Dr. Afendi suggested me the medicine which was my favorite, that is the blessed Zamzam. Subhanallah. It is my habit that I do not drink stale water, and if I drink, I immediately suffer from cold. But see the blessing of Zamzam, that I drank Zamzam water when I was healthy, ill, during the day, during the night, fresh and stale. When I opened my eyes at night due to the high fever, I rinsed my mouth and drank Zamzam water. I drank it before wudu and after wudu. When I calculated as to how much water I consumed in almost my 82-day stay in Makkah Muazzama, I found that I consumed almost 4 mounds of Zamzam water. 4 mound, 1 mound is approximately 37.3 kilos. So 37.3 times 4. This will be almost 141 and plus the 3 there. So make it 142. Round it off to 145 kilograms of water, of Zamzam water Ala Hazrat had consumed. Allah, Allah, Allah. This is the love which Ala Hazrat had for Zamzam water. I told you, everything which has nisbat to these blessed cities, the blessed personalities, subhanAllah, they become beloved to us and they become very, very, very dear to us as well. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. Keep in mind that stale here does not, ma'adhala, mean any, in a bad meaning for the word Zamzam. No, stalia means the water which maybe was kept one day before and we store it and the next day we drink it. Right? So that is the meaning of stalia. In other words, the water which was kept for a while and after some time then that water was consumed. SubhanAllah. We make dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability of drinking this beautiful water of Zamzam in the cities of Makkah and Madinatul Munawwara, inshallah azza wa jalla. We make dua, may Allah ta'ala take all of us for Umrah and Hajj with our parents, our relatives, our Murshid al-Kareem. Ameen, 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 ya Rabbal Alameen. With these few words, we come to the conclusion of today's silsila. And remember, instill the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your hearts, in your mind. This love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the base of your iman, the base of everything. If you have this love, by Allah, you have everything. You lose this love, by Allah, you lose everything. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant everyone abundance of barakah, abundance of happiness. Ameen, 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 ya Rabbal Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Let's know what's the purpose of creation. Let's know what's the purpose of creation. Let's know what's the purpose of creation. Let's know what's the purpose of creation.